Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The time now is 9:15. Welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Muhammad Baum and I'll be your host this morning until 10 AM inshallah. Joining us online we have is Marana Zahir Ahmad Raghi. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we say assalamu alaikum to our esteemed listeners of Radio Islam.
Marana, how are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah, Marana, alhamdulillah, very well.
MashaAllah. Marana, we were still busy with the commentary of Surah Al-Kahf, and in our last 2 weeks of discussion, we were mentioning about the story where Allah mentions between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And last week we mentioned about the different types of knowledge that is experienced here in these verses. The type of knowledge which Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has compared to the type of knowledge that Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam had. And we explained why Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam had to be a prophet, because of the wahi that he revealed, that was revealed to him. And it is only because that Allah spoke to him directly, that wahi was given to him, that he would do the certain acts that will be perpetrated, that was perpetrated, and it is mentioned later in the surah. And we mentioned that the two different types of knowledge in today's time, we say that we have to follow the Quran, that is the Sharia that was revealed by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a person can't act like the way how Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam acted, because at this time, even if a person has dreams or a person has a certain type of kashf, but this is not enough for a person to act upon whatever he's seen in his dreams. And that could only be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala direct, that a person could act the way how Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam acted. Manana?
Jee, Manana, absolutely true. You want me to comment now, Maulana, inshallah?
Inshallah, we can comment. We're starting with the 62nd ayat of the surah.
Inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As we have said that they, Musa and Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah had planned for them to meet. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam went with his assistant. And they said that they will go and travel until they meet the place and come to the place where they are going to meet the man that Allah had appointed to meet. Ayah number 62, we continue from there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Falamma jawaza, qala li fatahu atina ghada'ana, laqad laqina min safarina hadha nasaba. The translation is, and they passed it away, passed, crossed it, and Musa said to his young men, bring us our lunch. We have met with quite a bit of exhaustion because of our journey of ours. In other words, eventually when they passed the place where they were supposed to meet the man, meaning Khidr, Musa said to his young servant, bring us our lunch. We have certainly come to meet with exhaustion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word jawaza. Falamma jawaza means to pass. And the verbiage here implies that they are so far past it, atina ghada'ana, to bring something that is accessible and easy to bring. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is asking the young man, meaning the young man was in charge of the fish. If you recall, they had this fish which they had taken with them, which was supposed to have been their meal. Laqina, we have met. When human beings experience something like exhaustion, sleep, distraction, etc., in the old language, you will find that these things are kind of your enemies that afflicts you. So you don't say, I got tired. You say, exhaustion hit me. Like it is this thing that came and got you. For example, when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was looking for her necklace, when it got misplaced, she said, its pursuit took me over. And then she fell asleep. And she said, my eye took over me. So in a similar way, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said, we have been met with exhaustion, or it has come and hit us. This is exhaustion and tiredness. But the word nasaba has been used. Generally, for tiredness in the Arabic language, they use the word ta'ab. Exhaustion and tiredness. But in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to use the word nasab. قَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبَ. So nasaba is exhaustion beyond belief, that you can't stand up anymore. That means you are extremely, extremely tired. This also illustrates the determination of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. There was a time to eat at a previous time, but he was so focused on finding where he was supposed to be, and he kept going until it came to a point where his body couldn't take any more and was giving out. And now he is going to ask for food. That means he was so determined and focused to meet the man from whom he was going to learn that he didn't even worry about his food. This is a very powerful lesson, because it means that just because you are determined doesn't mean you should become obsessive. And when you become obsessive, you start overlooking your basic needs. Subhanallah. And because of that, they may even find what they are looking for, but they may still miss it. This teaches us a lesson that when we are engaged in anything, we should not become obsessive, but we should keep a medium. The balance is important. And a balance is important because, like in this case, because they were so focused in what they wanted to achieve, they even forgot their food. And the result was that the food had already gone missing. So they passed the place they were supposed to be out of determination for the place they are supposed to be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naturally exhausted them just at the right time. Now they had both forgotten. Perhaps the young man is afraid to tell Musa he is hungry. And Musa alayhi salatu wa salam has forgotten about food because he is determined. There will be another element that will be added to the story, because they said they took refuge in the cave. The coming ayah implied there was some kind of danger they were taking refuge from. At the end of the ayah, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam realizes that it isn't just him that is exhausted, but his student is also exhausted. In the previous two ayah, Musa was talking about himself in singular form, how he was determined and how he would spend his lifetime. But in this ayah, he begins to speak on behalf of both of them. And he says, we are both tired and we both need to eat. So we observe here there is some mercy and compassion of a teacher for his student. They passed the junction in which they were supposed to stop at. The moment they reached the spot, the fish jumped out, which was a sign that this is where they were meant to stop. Some ulama say that they would not have felt hunger if they had stopped at their meeting point. The fact that they felt hungry means they went further than where they were supposed to. Hunger was a sign that they traveled too far. So Allah says in the next ayah, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانَ نَذْكُرَ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. The translation is that Allah is narrating that the man said, did you also see when we were taking some refuge near that rock? Now the servant is replying, when Musa alayhi salatu was salam had asked, where's our food? Let's take our food out and let's have something to eat, because this journey has really tired us. And the servant and the assistant is now responding and is telling him, did you not see, or did you also see, when we were taking some refuge near that rock and we took some shelter, then at that time, because things were so crazy, I kind of forgot the fish. وَمَا أَنْسَانِهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانِ, and none but shaitan made me forget it from mentioning it. And now that I do remember it, the fish did make its way weirdly into the sea. Now remember, this was not a living fish. It was a dead fish. And it was a fish that had been eaten from. Now, this was indeed an amazing miracle that had taken place in their presence, that a dead fish becomes alive, jumps into the water, and takes its path in a very weird fashion into the ocean. And it was such an amazing and astonishing thing that generally you would talk about it. But the servant did not talk about it, and he reflects on that now. He's asking Musa, but did you not see, did you also not see, or did you see, that when we stopped at that rock, the resting place, this fish actually came out and went into the sea. But I forgot to tell you, but maybe, وَمَا أَنْسَانِيُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانَ نَذْكُرَهُ, that shaitan made me forget mentioning it. قَالَ أَرَعَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتَ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانَ نَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. Interestingly also, when the young go in pursuit of the food is when the story moves forward. If you go back to the story of the cave, and we're trying to bring a relationship between the two, when the young man went in pursuit of food is when their story moves forward. The same happens here too. When they go in pursuit of the fish, which is the food, then the story moves forward. When the youth of the cave took refuge in the cave, and here they take refuge at a rock, another reoccurrence of the word ajaba is here. وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. Previously it was about the miracles of Allah that Allah did for the young people, and it wasn't something out of the ordinary for him. And here Allah is showing that not only when people are fleeing persecution and they have impossible odds that he will aid them, but here in a completely different context and not running away from something like persecution, which was the case of the cave, but running towards something like knowledge, as Musa is doing. And when you are running towards knowledge, then Allah will open miraculous doors for you, subhanAllah. And it is not very strange for Allah to do so. Young people are described in these very two different circumstances, and in both, miraculous things are happening for them. قَالَ أَرَعَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. The servant says to Musa, did you not notice? Or did you notice at the very moment when we took refuge into the boulder? Then I, in fact, am the one who forgot the fish. None but shaitan made me forget it, that is the fish, to make mention of it, and it took its path into the ocean or sea in a strange way. The ayah begins with a question, and the reason for it is to make him feel strange or to cause him shock out of what had occurred to him, as far as having forgotten, despite it being something that shouldn't be forgotten, because he saw something amazing from Allah's power. Ara'aita, there is no maf'ulia. It just, didn't you see what? The object is not mentioned. Did you see what shocked us and caught my attention at that time? The thing itself, the object is not mentioned, the fish is not mentioned, making it forgotten. The language corresponds with the event. The word ara'aita in Arabic, ara'aita id awayna, did you not see or did you see? In Arabic means did you see, but the Arabs would not use it in that way. They use it, aren't you in shock? Or wasn't it amazing? It's one of the expressions of the Arabic language. If you go back to the story of Musa with Fir'aun and his nation, are the most repeated in the Quran, except the story of Khidr is only individually or uniquely mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. It doesn't even come close to anything mentioned of the stories of Musa, alayhi salatu wassalam, in Fir'aun. It stands alone from all the other stories and appears to be cut off from the rest of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. It seems like this brief, intensive course that he took, and instead of being a teacher, he is now a student, and in the phase of a learner. And it seems as though the story takes Musa out of the life of struggle and sacrifice and dawah and migration to a life of an individual who is on a journey of acquisition of knowledge. And it's very personalized as opposed to his political side of the other stories. The rest of the story of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam talks about his struggle, talks about his sacrifices, it talks about his propagation and giving the message and dawah. It talks about his migration to a life of an individual. This story talks about his life on a journey in acquisition of knowledge, which was personalized for him and is totally opposite of all the other stories. And it is as if this story is Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's cave, making a parallel to the story of the cave. In fact, Ibn Ashur, a very famous commentator, says, the word as-sakhra, ara'ayta idh awina ila as-sakhra, the boulder, was the one that was promised to one because they took refuge in it while they were traveling. And it was in the middle of the two seas. And this was the point where they were supposed to meet the teacher Khidr. Allah only mentioned the boulder in this ayah, but did not say where it was, because it is obviously implied that it is between the parting of the two seas. And that is a large open space. Now create this imagery of you, the area of the meeting of the two seas or the parting of the two seas, and here there is this great boulder where this fish took its place into the water. Reflect on this high caliber of mannerism and beautiful and subtle manners between Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and his young servant. Peace be upon both of them. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam deals with him like an intimate friend and says to him, bring us our lunch. We have both been exhausted. And the young man carries the burden and responsibility. And he says, I am the one in fact who forgot the fish. But Shaitan made me forget it. Even though the truth of it is that they both had forgotten the fish. This is the mannerism of the prophets. They take blame on themselves and they are courteous to others. That is reflected in the language that Allah is bringing here. It is a big deal that he forgot. And he is in a younger position. And he isn't going to use that an insult. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam says, well, you forgot too. When someone is in position of a student, just because they think they are speaking the truth doesn't mean they can be disrespectful. Yusha ibn Nun is a prophet. And because of the exhaustion of the journey, Yusha ibn Nun is the assistant of Musa, because of the exhaustion of the journey, he forgot one of the most important things that happened in the journey. So don't be hard on people when they forget things, when they are under a lot of pressure. The things between your own mistake and your excuse. And what did Yusha say? I forgot. Shaitan made me forget. He is blaming Shaitan, but he still takes responsibility. So take responsibility and then present an excuse. Don't use one as a cover for the other. Now there are two separate problems here. The first is that the fish jumped out and ran off because he forgot about it. The second act of forgetfulness is that I did not say anything then or later. Ansanihu, because the issue was a big deal. The dhamma on the ha at the end, ansanihu, is heavy. And this is appropriate in articulating the heaviness of the event. An incredible thing has happened. A fish has come to life. It's gone into the water. And it leaves a wake in its departure. The most amazing thing in the world has happened and it was forgotten. And it was witnessed by two of the most knowledgeable people in the world, two prophets, and yet they are forgetting it. You acquiring knowledge just because you saw it or were exposed to it doesn't mean you internalized it. Between those two is the decision of Allah when it will enter your mind and heart. There are no guarantees. Sometimes in knowledge and in learning, you see things, but you are unable to internalize what information you have. And a lot of that depends on when Allah desires it to be internalized. When Allah desires it to have its effect in your mind. When Allah desires when it should have the effect on your heart. I mean, in this case, two prophets, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Yusha ibn Nun alayhi salatu wasalam, the assistant of Musa, are at this place where the two seas and oceans part. They are at this boulder. An amazing thing happens, a dead fish, a fish from which something has been eaten, becomes alive, jumps out, jumps into the ocean, takes its path, and they don't observe the lesson that is gained in it. That was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are learning here again also that information on its own is not sufficient. There is a need to internalize that information, and the ability and the tawfiq and the capacity to internalize that information is dependent on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will make you internalize it when He so desires it to be internalized. Humility in learning and not taking any learning casually and taking none of it easily is what is required for a student. The way we should read the sentence in the ayah is in itself. Ara'aita, did you see, is awayna ila sahri, when we turn to the boulder. It took its path strangely, the fish that we forgot. And in the middle, he is cursing out shaitan. Wama ansanihu illa shaitan. So he is interjecting into his speech his anger with the shaitan. He is really hurt by the fact that shaitan got to him. This is one of the few powers of shaitan, is that he will make people forget. To make people distracted and think about other things and forget. It isn't just distraction from Allah, but distraction from things that might be mundane, and that time and will harm you in ways that aren't unnecessarily spiritually harmful. So, as a learner of knowledge, you need to understand that shaitan will distract you from your path of learning. And this is another lesson that we are learning here. Always seek refuge in Allah from shaitan in matters that aren't just spiritually. He will make us overlook things that are harmless at the time, but they will cause harm in the long run, or make us lose out on goodness. The time of eating was not really an issue of religion. It was nothing to do with spirituality. But shaitan made them forget. And the reason that is here is to make them tired, so that they are unable to pursue on the objective of the journey. So many a times when we are doing things which may not necessarily look like spiritual and religious, but shaitan will overcome us and he will distract us even from things that we may not regard as religious. And the ultimate purpose for that of shaitan is for us to become negligent of our deen at a later time. So the story goes on, وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. And it certainly did take its path into the sea in a strange way. And obviously it's strange. Some ulama and scholars state that the only power shaitan has is to make one forget. Subhanallah. The only power shaitan has on us as insan and as human is that he has the power to make one forget. And this is the second time forgetfulness is being mentioned. The first was that they both forgot their fish. This implies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issued the responsibility to both of them for forgetting the fish. It was strange because the fish had been cooked, but Allah brought it back to life. That goes on further with the ayah. قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصَ. This is what we were seeking all along. قَالَ, Musa said, ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي. This is what we were seeking all along. فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا. And they went back and retracted their footsteps. قصص step by step. قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتد على آثارهما قصصا. This is exactly what we were pursuing. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is saying this. They retracted themselves on their footsteps, step by step. That is what we were pursuing, and so they retracted their steps. Athar, also recurring here. Allah was talking about those people who claim that Allah has a son. If you recall in the beginning of the surah, Allah was talking about those people who claim that Allah has a son, and they base their life on something with no knowledge, and they leave their steps behind. If you recall, Allah had asked Rasulullah, don't follow them. But the people here are learning, and they also leave their steps behind. And sometimes as a student, you will make mistakes, and you will need to retrace your steps. When you are alive, you can retrace your steps. But if you die, you cannot undo the damage that you may have done. The Christians had claimed that Allah had already taken a son. Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whatever tradition and ruin they left behind them, are you going to kill yourself in grief as a result of the destruction they've left behind them? On the other hand, you have people that realize they crossed a line they shouldn't have crossed, and they had to retrace their steps back in the case of Musa and Yusha. Nabghi, in this ayah, where Allah says, ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي, this exactly is what we were pursuing. So نَبْغِي, it isn't نَبْغِي, but the ya at the end is absent. نَبْغِي, it's supposed to be. This isn't the normal form of it, but this is out of the sense of urgency that the ya was removed at the end. That Musa feels when he is saying this, as if he was saying that sentence and never completed the sentence out of urgency. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي, it should have an ya at the end. That was the normal way of how the sentence and the word was supposed to have been used. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in relating this, removes the ya at the end after the ghain, nabghi, he removes the ya. And the message that has been given is that Musa alayhi salatu was salam realized, and he said this in such urgency that we need to go back. So, this wasn't the normal form, but this is out of the sense of urgency that Musa feels when he is saying this, as if he was saying the sentence and never completed it out of urgency. The wording is shortened to illustrate how they wanted to just turn back. And this happens later when Khidr is done with Musa, when he doesn't want to talk to him anymore, and we'll come to that inshallah when we get there. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي فَارْتَدَّ means to turn back and retrace one's steps. It is a figure of speech in Arabic. And in the Quran, it is also used for someone who goes back on the religion, murtad. If you remember, or if you know, or if you heard the word murtad, someone that goes back on the religion. It is derived from the same word, فَارْتَدَّ, to turn back. They retraced themselves on their footsteps. Qasasa has a duality of meaning, mean step by step. Qasa as a verb means to follow step by step. Now to retrace one's steps, to follow very closely. So they are retracing every step because they don't know where Allah meant for them to be. Also means, to give a story. Qissa also means to give a story, to narrate a story. So the parallel between the two is that when a story is told, and it is so interesting that you have to follow its very detailed step by step, and if you miss a step, you won't know what is going on. It keeps people hooked and they can't leave. Sometimes, something that you want to keep track of every step. There is a philosophical wisdom here. As students, we sometimes get into advanced studies and we lose sight of the basic primary goal and what really matters in knowledge. It is never too late to realize that you need to go back to the fundamentals. In our quest of learning, it is important to never lose sight of what is important. So anyhow, Allah says, فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِّنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. So they went back urgently, very quickly, step by step, to the place where they were supposed to meet, Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah says, فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِّنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. And they found one of our servants. We have given him a special mercy. And a servant who we had given special mercy and love and care from us. And we had taught him especially from us a special knowledge. Allah is highlighting that the kind of knowledge he gave this man, meaning Khidr, is from some special secret vault of knowledge and not just any knowledge. فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. And they found one of our servants. آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا. We had given him a special mercy. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. And we had taught him, especially from us, a special knowledge. Allah highlights the kind of knowledge he gave Khidr, that he is a man from some special secret vault of knowledge and not just any knowledge. This first passage, the first ayah 60 of the story was about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's commitment to reach his destination. And this last ayah 65 is about him fulfilling that destination. The second ayah of the story, ayah number 61, they passed over the milestone they were supposed to and crossed over it and forgot all about it. And when they remembered, they retraced their steps, and this corresponds to ayah number 64. In the middle, there are two weaknesses that is mentioned, exhaustion that Musa feels and forgetfulness that both Musa and his companion felt. These are the two things that can disrupt learning: fatigue and forgetfulness. Now, forgetting is of two kinds: I can't remember, and forgetting as in who cares, to show disregard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes now to ayah 65, فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِّنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا. Maybe we'll come back to this ayah next week, and I would just like to recap what we had said about a connection between the story and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the story up to this end. In the beginning, when Allah makes mention of the story, وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَوْ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ. The first ayah was about Musa's commitment to reach his destination. And he said, whatever happens, we are going to reach our destination, where we are going to meet the man from whom we are going to learn. The last ayah that we are just speaking of is about him fulfilling that objective of meeting and meeting his destination. The second ayah was about where they were supposed to stop, at the place where the two oceans part, where they had supposed to meet the milestone, but they passed the milestone, and where they were supposed to, and they crossed over it. And the reason they crossed over it was they forgot all about it. However, when they remembered, they retraced their steps. And this corresponds to ayah 64. But in the middle, and that's a very amazing, a very beautiful lesson that we learn. And that is, in the middle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights two aspects. We had made mention of this previously, and I will make mention of it again. that the Quran-e-Kareem is such a book that it's not just a book of stories, but it is a book where Allah makes mention of incidents and makes mention of certain incidents deliberately and withdraws certain information deliberately. But the mention of incidents with deliberateness, these are incidents where we need to ponder and take serious thought. And what Allah makes mention here of deliberateness is the exhaustion that Musa felt when he eventually decided to eat. And the second thing that Allah makes mention here is the issue of forgetfulness of Musa and Yusha bin Nun. Now in this whole story is a story of knowledge, is a story of seeking knowledge. And in this, we find that that which becomes a restriction or a hurdle from obtaining beneficial knowledge is exhaustion and forgetfulness. And these are the two things that we always need to keep in mind. That don't overdo things that you reach exhaustion, that you are unable to benefit and learn. So take the necessary help, rest. Have the necessary nutrition, so your rest and your nutrition will enable you to have the vitality and the strength to learn and knowledge. And the second is forgetfulness. And forgetfulness is something that is a weapon that Shaitan uses to distract you from your objectives. And in fact, scholars say that the only thing that Shaitan uses for distracting you from your knowledge is forgetfulness. And in order to save yourself from that is, whenever you pursue the path of knowledge, always seek refuge from Shaitan in Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. This will help you in seeking protection from forgetfulness, which Shaitan will use to distract you from your studying. With this we conclude inshallah. Next week we will continue from here inshallah.
Morana, jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated. We hope to speak to Morana next week, Wednesday.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It brings to the end of today's episode. Until we meet again, from myself, Muhammad Bamin, my engineer, brother Ziyad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.